Leslie Thompson.
And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Exit polls showed on Sunday Marine Le Pen's far-right National Rally Party won the first round of parliamentary elections in France, but the final result will depend on days of hard bargaining before the second round of voting next week. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
Exit polls showed that Marine Le Pen's far-right National Rally Party won the first round of parliamentary elections in France on Sunday, but the final result will depend on days of hard bargaining before the second round of voting next week. Sunday's outcome is a major blow to President Emmanuel Macron, who stunned the nation when he called for snap elections. The results were in line with opinion polls ahead of the election, but provided little clarity on whether Le Pen's anti-immigrant Eurosceptic party will be able to form a government and coexist with pro-EU Macron after next Sunday's second round of voting is concluded.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Authorities in northern Nigeria said on Sunday female suicide bombers targeted a wedding, a funeral, and a hospital in coordinated attacks that killed at least 18 people. Another 30 were wounded. No one has immediately claimed responsibility for the attacks. Borno State has been heavily affected by the Boko Haram Islamic extremist insurgency. It has used women and girls in suicide bombings in the past. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said again on Sunday his stand that Israel will not stop its war until it achieves its goal of what he says will be victory over Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli forces advanced further into a neighborhood in northern Gaza and also pushed deeper into western and central Rafah in the south.